Hey.
What's up, dude?
One sec, Gron.
Hanging with Anna. You getting some pictures for Cardiff Instagram?
Huh?
Oh, no, nothing to you. Sorry.
You asking me about my Instagram account?
No, you should follow Bank of Cardiff on Instagram, though.
I don't have Instagram, bro. I don't know, I've got like one picture, like everybody.
Yeah, but you could follow us and see how cool we are.
You
Bank of Cardiff Instagram. Come on. Yeah, and because I'm bringing a dog to work, we're taking pictures and posting it. Come on. Steven wants to look. Come on. Anyways, so I just wanted to get some clarity on brand and like kind of what caused the decline here, because I feel as though I miscommunicated something that the rep was trying to communicate to me.
Okay.
And I just think it would be a good educational opportunity for me to understand your guys' policy and how like things happen when it comes to lawsuits. So in this case, there was actually never a judgment filed. Like, if judgment would be filed as if the person who's being sued is proven guilty, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
They're negotiating.
So these court proceedings, right? They're trying to negotiate a payment plan. We understand that the merchant's trying to like satisfy the liability, but
there's like no judgment. Like, he's not guilty. Like, that's not the case.
Yeah, I think that the underwriter and manager put it a bit like harshly. Like, he just put it in as Amex. He didn't say that there was a judgment in place. I basically outlined to him that they're in the process of negotiating a payment plan, and Amex is like, it sounds like from what you were telling me that they were like proceeding with court action, and he then looked at the credit report and saw the past due balance, and I told him like that, I don't know, he just, like, he got concerned with it for sure, just based off the fact that it was such a large dollar amount. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they saw this on the front end, and then they were okay with it, and now they were sort of just, like, say, because it's actually seems like they're taking some action on it to some degree, Amex, that sort of, like, got them a bit spooked out, but...
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, the underwriter manager did not like the conversation that I had with him, so...
Okay, so just in general, like, that is, like, obviously a very large piece on the credit report, that $170,000 to Amex, and it showed that they weren't paying. For at least my perspective, I'd think that for most companies, it'd be an auto decline, but for a lot of them, you know, including BB, it wasn't an auto decline, so... I'm just, like,
so,
kind of wondering
yeah.
what
so our
So
that you guys
like that.
Understand, like, our process and thresholds and stuff like that, like, instances like this where it's so current and, like, there were obviously a few other things with the deal, like, that were a bit more out of the box for us, like, from looking at the financials and the fact that it's an advertising and marketing company and stuff like that, so... It was a combination of factors, mainly the fact that this judgment was so recent and so, or like the past due amount and the court proceedings or whatever it is, or the negotiation of the payment plan, it's like very current, right? So our policy is if, standardized policy is if the liens or judgments exceed $200,000, it's an auto decline. If they're below that, we'll still look at the deal and we'll still price it.
And then once it's below that threshold, what are some other things that start to knock it off? You know, the lawsuit is...
I don't think that I've ever been in an instance like this, to be honest. I've never had a deal where we've been sort of been told that, like, Amex are in the process or they're in the process of negotiating the payment plan, because I'm assuming that Amex went to the merchant and said, okay, we're calling our debt, like,
you've got to figure
this out right now, or we're going to file a judgment. And what happens is, like, if we give this guy a loan And let's say that the payment plan isn't negotiated to Amex's liking, even though it's in the merchant's interest, and they file a judgment and call that, whatever it was, $170,000 back, where our collections is screwed, right? So
yeah, but like, I'm just going to try and get the big picture here and just see how next time we could have gotten it over the board, because I think that we could have funded this loan, and like, none of that would have happened because they haven't been proved guilty yet, and the court date was set all the way in March of 2017. So by the time the 6 months is over with this loan, it's like, even if they did go to court, it's like your loan would be done and paid, right? And so,
yeah.
And so like, that was just like one thing that I was thinking of that would probably maybe have made. God, I'm sitting on the ground. This dog's Frenching me. So that was like kind of one thing that I was thinking about. Maybe would have helped us get this across the board. Also, you know, I'm just wondering to myself, like in retrospect, what if I even brought up that judgment? You know, what if I just generated contracts and got them signed back to you? I mean, I don't know if it would have been killed. I'm wondering if what I said, and you know, like it is what it is, but I'm wondering if like what I said killed the deal and if it could have funded otherwise. That's like what the question I'm asking myself.
Yeah, like I.
Yeah.
Tough question.
No, I understand completely where you're coming from because you know, and I'm sure that you guys have seen from our funding process today, we don't typically. Like, if we would have got contracts in this deal, we probably would have, like. We wouldn't. Like, we don't do that shit where we say, okay, this stuff. Like. This stuff that we should have seen in the front end is now 100% killing the deal. You just don't see that much in our funding process, right? So, to answer your point, I get where you're coming from 100%, but when we have that, like, descriptive information up front, obviously the underwriter manager gets called feed, right?
And that's yeah, so I'm just like, if I ever run into this again, if maybe I should just try and go to contracts and let my representative know the possibility of what might come up. But I really think that had I not, somewhere deep down, I think I could have just, we could have just funded it, you know? And honestly, I know you guys are like, you know, from a legal perspective, supposed to be worried about default, but given like the details of this situation, I see it being a non-issue. It's like they're in negotiations with Amex. There's been no judgment filed. It's just been them talking and the date for the commencement of the actual trials. If they don't, March 2017, which is more than 6 months away, and with a 6 month loan, you know you're gonna be paid in full before that time even happens.
I get it, but I think, like, I don't know how this works, and you can sort of correct me if I'm wrong as well, but I'm sure
right,
that they
on.
Can call that.
Sorry, I'm out of range for my Bluetooth. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm just sort of talking this out, and I could be wrong in this, but I'm assuming that Amex can call that, like, amount due or get the court date pushed forward, or, like, if it's that large a dollar amount and they aggressively want to get the funds as soon as possible, because they are delinquent, like, quite a large dollar amount, I'm sure that they would.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could go on and on about, like, the specifics about what's actually happened, like, the whole story and what's going on in the lawsuit, but I don't want to drill on too long.
I get it. Yeah, no, and it's, like, it's very hard for us to, or for me, or for you guys to overturn sort of, like, a decision like this once they've, the underwriter manager has sort of reviewed over it, and like there are instances where we can, but as soon as this was sort of like brought up with him, he definitely got a got cold feet about it. So
yeah. Okay, so there's probably nothing I can do to revive this old approval kit, is there?
No. Not in this one. I get where you're coming from, though.
Yeah. Twas a good dollar amount in short term. We probably would have participated on that one, too. It's too bad. All right, cool, man. Well, I'm going to call my rep back and kind of explain what you said. I think ultimately I'm just going to have to be honest with my rep and say it's kind of my fuck up because I didn't realize how I should have probably proceeded. We probably should have generated a contract and moved forward and dealt with it as it came, but... Oh, well, get them next time, right? Learn something new today.
All right. No, we'll figure it out. We'll get some of these done. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, dog. Well,
all right.
I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.